You're not going to want to miss this episode of The AI Show where Jeff Mendenhall shows us how to reduce time to value with Azure Applied AI Services. Make sure you tune in. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this episode of The AI Show where we're talking all about, let me put the title up here so you can see it. We're talking about reduce time to value with Azure Applied AI Services with Jeff Mendenhall. How you doing, Jeff? Tell us who you are and what you do, bud.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Seth. Well, great to be here, and thanks for having me on. I'm Jeff Mendenhall. I'm the principal PM on Azure Applied AI Services and Decision AI, which is really about applying AI to different business problems.
This is cool. So look, I'll be honest with you because I try to be honest. There's so many cognitive services that sometimes I feel like I'm getting lost. What are your thoughts?
You know, we heard the exact same thing from our customers. And so that's why we created this new category called Azure Applied AI Services. Because as you're looking at different facets of what you want to solve for your company, if I want to solve a video problem, hey, I could go look at the vision pillar within Cog Services. But if you want a specific scenario, I want to analyze video in streaming in real time to do something with it, I have Azure Video Analyzer now. If I wanted to make a decision in monitoring or metrics, I have Azure Metrics Advisor to tell me what to do, who to notify when something happens. Conversation, I've got Azure Bot Service. You're going to hear from Gary a little more about that later. Documents, I'm going to talk Azure Form Recognizer. How can I simplify this? Azure Cognitive Search, same thing for search and knowledge capabilities. And then for this great category for inclusion and accessibility, we have Azure Immersive Reader, which is going to help folks be able to read with any kind of ability they have.
So this feels like awesome solutions, but can people still go granular with cognitive services?
Absolutely. So I think, one of the key things we looked at is, start at the top and make it as easy as possible. So if you think of Azure Applied AI Services, if they already solve the scenario you want, again, it drops it down from months to days of development. So we solve these scenarios super quick. But if it doesn't solve your scenario, then you drop down and take the great AI models in Azure Cognitive Services, which, by the way, Azure Applied AI Services are built each one or more of those services. And again, just like if those didn't work and I'm a data scientist and I really want to go deep, I go to Azure Machine Learning.
I see. So it's like a tiered approach. If you have something you're trying to solve, the Azure Applied AI Services are your best bet. If you're looking to go more granular, you can go down this stack, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our goal is how do we make it as easy as possible? So the higher in the stack you are, the quicker time to value that it will be.
So can you dive into specific scenarios to drive this point home a little bit more?
Absolutely. Let me go and pick apart a little bit on Form Recognizer. So if you think about that concept of, hey, if I have Azure Cognitive Services, OCR is one of the AI models within Vision. So if you think about, hey, if I want to take an image or a document, I pass it through the OCR model, it's going to tell me what's on that picture of that document. And then I've got to go do something with that. And what we really wanted to solve here was, hey, a lot of companies are writing all of the orchestration and specific document models around OCR and doing it again and again. And we're like, these are common problems most companies face. Why don't we just go solve that for them? And that's sort of one of the genesis. So if you think about it, not only do we take the documents and forms in, hey, we still run it through that great OCR model, but we also add on top of it pre-built models. So if you have a government ID, you have an invoice, you have receipts and other categories, it'll automatically detect what those are, pre-label it, and then format it out so that you have true understanding. And then we wrap it all in a nice UI. So you don't even have to drop down into code much. You can stay at the UI level. And again, months of development to reorchestrate that to days.
That's really cool because it's reminiscent of what we always have done in programming. We build little building blocks to make bigger solutions. And sometimes we just want the solution and not necessarily the little building blocks. This is really cool.
Right. It's the maturation of AI, I think.
This is cool. So let's talk specifically, Microsoft Build just recently happened. Is there anything new from Build?
There is. There's a couple of key things we're releasing. One is the preview of Azure Video Analyzer. So Azure Video Analyzer, think of the capability of what you can do with streaming data. So think of what airlines go through. There's so many planes that land at gates every day. Think of the accumulation of those events over the course of the year. You know, think of what airlines really want is kind of like a NASCAR experience where they can fine tune and tweak how quickly can the plane land, how quickly can I turn it around and get it back in the air. And so we really looked at that. One of the airlines, it's determined that this was $100 million a year problem or opportunity if they could make this more efficient. So our great partner ZeroG with Lufthansa created this portal that will tell you when the plane lands, hey, when does the fuel truck come up? When does the baggage cart come to take the baggage off and the new one come to take it on? And it will do it in SLA. So if you look at the chart on the right here, hey, that'll actually time the event. So later, thousands of flights a day, it'll tell you the inside of how did I perform? Where do I need to put my investment or time to make this operation better? Huge opportunity. Think of any operation where you have a lot of streaming data that you want to make a more optimal experience for your company.
I mean, this is really cool because I can see all the little bits and pieces of AI. Like, for example, there might be text on there. There might be motion. There might be people. It's really cool to see the foundational blocks in there. Is there anything else that's new from Build?
Oh, absolutely. Would I disappoint you, Seth? Of course, I've got something else for you. Metrics Advisor also went GA at Build this week. And think of what you can do. So instead of just having a tool that tells you these are all the great anomalies that you need to understand and do something with, what we did was wrap that again with specific models on top of what Anomaly Detector does and created a great portal experience too. So you can not only see, hey, here's the anomalies that happen, but in these ranges, who should know? Who should I notify that they need to go do something? Whether I send it to DevOps, whether I send it to your email, I can now notify people and then tune and tweak this throughout the process so I understand how my company, my line, my satellites, whatever it is I'm monitoring, I can have this great experience and understand visually what's going on.
I mean, this is awesome. I saw a little bit of this a couple of months ago. But the amazingness of it is it's pretty cool. And now, for example, you can test multiple variables. You can see, where it's coming from. It's actually really, really cool stuff. Okay, so here's another question. I'm hoping maybe you have some answers to it. Is anyone using these services to great effect?
They are. One of the cool things we did with bot service is how do you create a brand's experience? How do you carry that through a chat bot or a experience for your customers as well? So, Azure Bot Service was able to recreate Flow as a bot with a personality. You can do it with a voice. And so all of these aspects are carry Progressive's brand on through that. And again, because this was done with an Azure Applied AI service, it was done very quickly because it was able to orchestrate 3 to 4 different cognitive services and Azure communication service together in one package. Just incredibly great way to do it. And again, in a UI portal experience.
That's cool. Anybody else?
Yeah. We also have, Chevron, who was able to, with Form Recognizer, again, think of all of the different oil wells out there. And they do, manual documentation with engineers in the field to determine what's going on. Think of all those forms and different handwriting styles and different, way people, address things across the world. And again, save, hours, hundreds and thousands of hours in able to transcribe, look at what the forms are, extract the intelligence and put it in an insightable format that Chevron can use. It's just incredible. We're seeing huge lift in a ton of customers with these.
This is really cool. So if you could summarize for everybody, how would you describe Azure AI Applied Services?
I think it's really, how can I immediately take and update my business processes so that they incorporate artificial intelligence in days of work? All I need is a developer. I do not need someone with data science or deep machine learning expertise, so that we've abstracted that all away so you can quickly get to every developer's access to these kind of tools and really help your business grow and expand by taking advantage.
I love it. Where can people go to find out more?
Oh, you can go to, right here. Look at that great.
I just put it on there for you, man. I'm lobbing
thank you. AKAMS AI Show Applied AI Services, or obviously the Azure Applied AI Services will work as well. If you can see the documentation of all of these and flow through. And so it's, we released them on it built. So we were excited to see the uptake coming up.
Well, Jeff, it's been a pleasure being with you. My friends, thank you so much for watching. We're learning all about how to reduce time to value using Azure Applied AI Services with Jeff Mendenhall. Thank you so much for watching, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Take care.